Wednesday evening, 8:48. Somewhere in Britain, there's a woman on a sofa. Kids finally asleep, dinner balanced on her knees, a partner mid-sentence beside her, scrolling houses on her phone.
That's a very specific minute, Sky.
It's Rightmove's minute, not mine. Their own finding, 8:48 on a Wednesday night, is the busiest minute on the biggest property website in the country. More of Britain looking at houses right then than at any other moment of the week.
Deep in sofa time. Not a desk or a diary in sight.
And she's just sent an inquiry about a three-bed semi. So, Sterling, ring her.
Absolutely not. Nobody's taking that call.
And that is the whole of today's story. In one phone call, nobody would answer.
Then we'd better tell people where they are.
This is the Rook Report radio show. One big story from UK estate agency taken properly apart. I'm Sky.
And I'm Sterling. We're the virtual presenters of the Rook Report show. And every word here was put together by the team at Sales Rook.
Today, why we went all in on WhatsApp and not voice AI. A software company explaining, on the record, the product it decided not to build.
Which is the rarer kind of story. Stay with us.
So set it up for me, because most agencies still start the morning the way the firm always has.
The 9 o'clock ring round. Print the overnight list, work the phones, leave voicemails, then go and do the viewings. It exists because roughly half of all property inquiries arrive outside office hours.
Half.
About half, on our own data. And it made complete sense when the customer sat near a landline. It stops making sense the moment the customer stops answering.
But they still want speed.
More than ever. Zoopla asked 1,000 recent sellers. A quarter said anything over an hour is too slow. And two-thirds wanted an answer within four.
So the stopwatch speeds up while the willingness to pick up falls away. Both curves point away from the ring round.
And that inquiry left the sofa at 8:48. By 9 the next morning, its sender is on a train, the voicemail is never played, and by lunchtime, a warm inquiry is a cold list.
A manager at a multi-office agency put it to us like this. If you can't get hold of them, if they can just pop them on WhatsApp. She wasn't complaining about her team. She was describing the country.
So a phone-first process doesn't just answer slowly.
It quietly throws people away. And you don't have to take that from us. This is Sebastian Lewis, Managing Director at Warren Powell Richards.
My biggest win with SalesRec has been the ability to get much faster responses from many people who otherwise wouldn't respond during the day. So the biggest win is instant responses.
Instant responses. Not a cleverer call, a faster answer. Somewhere people are actually willing to reply.
Which is the one thing the ring round can't do, however well you run it. Although the ring round isn't a failing, and I want to be careful about that.
Go on.
For most of living memory, the telephone genuinely was the beating heart of an estate agency. Answer within three rings. Phone the overnight inquiries at 9 sharp. In the oldest firms, that discipline was inherited along with the desks, and it was right for its era.
Its heritage, which is exactly why, when AI arrived, the instinct was to automate the thing the industry had always done. The call.
And that draws precisely the wrong lesson. It automates the agent's habit instead of the customer's behaviour. So ask the honest question. Why does voice AI exist in this market at all?
Because it's impressive. A machine that sounds nearly human, ringing a lead list at scale. From the agency's side of the counter, that looks like the future arriving.
It demos brilliantly. To agents. And here's the question the piece has never seen a vendor answer. Where's the evidence that the British public wants to be phoned by a machine?
There must be some.
We went looking. Not one piece of UK research in which buyers or vendors ask to be telephoned by an AI. The demand is real. All of it sits on the agent side of the counter.
And customer service is supposed to start from the customer.
It is. And this is the bit where a vendor throws rocks from a safe distance. So let's not. SalesRook prototyped voice. Built it, watched the improvement curve flatten a long way short of the bar, and shelved it.
And that's not hypothetical for the firms either.
One London agency group told us they switched their newly installed voice AI off within 3 days.
3 days. Right. And you don't have to take the rest from us either. This is Ed Gain, formerly of Resix, an industry peer, not a customer of ours, watching the same thing from outside this building.
Because, yeah, I just see a ton of abandonment on voice AR. But interestingly, like, agents are really keen on it. Like, they really want. But I'm already on the other side of, yeah, I've given it to you, but WhatsApp's performing so much better.
A ton of abandonment. And listen to the shape of that, Sterling. The agents are really keen. The people on the other end are hanging up.
Which is the whole argument, sitting inside somebody else's sales figures.
So where does the hanging up come from? Because that predates voice AI by years.
By a decade. 7 in 10 Britons told YouGov they rarely or never answer a call from an unrecognised number. And it's only hardened. Sky Mobile found a quarter of 18 to 25-year-olds call a phone call an absolute no-go. And 57% admit blanking calls from their own parents.
That's the tell, isn't it? That's the generation renting its first flats and booking its first viewings. And it screens calls from people it loves.
And Ofcom has mobile call minutes falling in every single quarter of 2025. The phone call is the declining channel.
So a synthetic voice doesn't reverse that decline. It compounds it. Because now the unknown number might also be a robot. There's a name for this, and it's older than the technology by about 50 years. 1970, Masahiro Mori, The Uncanny Valley.
Go on.
The more human a machine seems, the more we warm to it, right up until it gets close. Then affinity falls off a cliff into unease. Nearly human is worse than obviously machine.
And a voice agent lives exactly there. Fluent enough to start the impression, imperfect enough that the half-second lag gives it away halfway through a sentence.
And at that moment, the person on the line doesn't feel served, they feel deceived.
Although, give the other side its best shot, because the voices really are getting better. Last October, Queen Mary University of London reported that listeners could no longer reliably tell state-of-the-art voice clones from real human recordings.
That's a real result. So look closely at what passed. A short recorded clip. In a test. With no conversation to hold up.
A live call with a distracted stranger. Interruptions and a chain to untangle is a different bar entirely.
And the better the voice gets, the worse the discovery moment gets. Nobody who works out mid-call that the person was synthetic comes away impressed. They come away feeling tricked, and they remember which agency tricked them.
And you don't have to take that from a competitor. Tom Lodge built EstateAgents.ai. In EstateAgent Today, talking about his own product's voice, he used two words.
Which were?
Quite scary.
The man who built it.
The man who built it.
And if crossing that valley is one engineering sprint away, think about the driverless car. We were told autonomous vehicles were imminent about 20 years ago, and the UK is only now fast-tracking the first small pilots without a safety driver.
Because when something has to be completely seamless with human lives, the last few percent is the generational part.
And even a perfect voice AI is still a phone call.
Which is the line the whole piece turns on. The thing the customer is declining isn't the robot, it's the ring.
Sterling, we should say the obvious thing before somebody says it for us.
That we're two synthetic voices arguing that synthetic voices are a problem.
That one.
It's a fair hit, and the answer's in the article, so let's use it. There are three tests, not one. Disclosed, chosen, and easy to step past.
We told you what we were in the first 90 seconds. You press play on us. And you can pause us, skip us, or close the app, and nothing bad happens.
A voice agent that rings you at 7 in the evening fails all three at once. You weren't told, you didn't choose it, and the only way past it is to hang up.
So it was never a machine versus human argument.
It never was. A disclosed AI you chose to message is a service. A robot that ambushes you when you rang expecting a person is a trick. The first earns trust it never claimed. The second spends trust it never had. Now, the sharpest objection anybody puts to us, and it's a good one. Fine, outbound calling is dying. But my phone still rings all day, so I'll put a voice AI on the incoming line.
That does sound like the pragmatic middle ground.
It does. And it misreads why anybody still rings at all. Most of the country has drifted to typing, so the person who dialed anyway did it for a reason. They believe a call is the fastest way to reach a human being.
So ringing a business in 2026 is a deliberate act of human seeking.
And serve that caller an obvious robot, and you've handed the one person who asked for a human the exact thing they rang to avoid. An answerphone is easier to forgive, because an answerphone is honest about what it is. It doesn't spend 40 seconds pretending.
There's a Gartner number I want handled carefully, because at face value, it's a problem for us too. Of 5,728 customers, 64% would prefer companies didn't use AI in customer service at all. That's a charge sheet against every AI in the building, including the one writing your WhatsApp replies.
It reads that way until you look at the concern those same customers named above everything else. AI makes it harder to reach a human.
Ah.
That isn't a rejection of a technology. It's a rejection of a barrier. And nothing is more purely a barrier than a robot answering calls from the very people who dialed to reach a person.
So if the machine isn't the answer to a busy line, what is? Here's what the inbound pitch misses completely. A big share of those callers never wanted a call in the first place. They rang because the website gave them a phone number and nothing else.
So part of that queue is something the agency built for itself.
A fair bit of it. Give somebody one door and they'll use it, then judge you on whatever's behind it. Offer the channel they'd have picked, and plenty of those calls never get dialed.
So the answer to a busy line isn't a cleverer machine picking up.
It's fewer people needing to phone at all. And something graceful for the few who still do. That catch has a name. Missed call text back. And it's plumbing. A feature we ship, not a frontier. One sentence, not a chapter.
That's a strangely small claim.
Deliberately. The thing that actually changes the outcome isn't the catch at all. It's that the conversation ends up somewhere the customer was willing to answer.
And this isn't theory for us.
It isn't. DDM Residential in North Lincolnshire run it. We published their whole first stretch with us as its own report, figures and all.
So what does that actually feel like from the customer's side?
So picture our 848 woman again. Only now she's in a WhatsApp conversation instead of on a phone call.
Go on.
She asks about the garden. Reply lands in about 20 seconds. She asks about the chain. And then, at 9:02, sorry, got to go, kids' bedtime.
And if that had been a phone call, it's over.
It's over. And every attempt to pick it back up is a fresh interruption at a worse moment. But the thread does something a call physically cannot do.
Which is?
It waits. At 7:40 the next morning, over coffee, she picks it up exactly where she stopped. Context intact. Every question and answer sitting there in writing. And nobody's had to apologise for ringing at a bad time, because nobody rang.
A call and a message age completely differently.
Completely. An unanswered call decays into a voicemail nobody plays. An unanswered message just sits there, quietly, top of the inbox, in the most opened app in the country.
Which is not a license to pester people at midnight. An instant reply at 9:00 to a conversation the customer opened is welcome. An unprompted chase at 11:30 is not. And our own systems keep quiet hours for exactly that reason.
The virtue of the thread is that it can wait politely. A ring can't. It demands its answer now or never, which is why it keeps getting never. And you don't have to take that from two synthetic voices either.
No. This is Tom Doyle. He was client relationship manager at Duncan Yeardley, an independent, family-run estate and letting agent covering Ascot and Bracknell. And he's now founding director at Move Happy, up in Ayrshire.
Well, I think when someone receives a WhatsApp on their phone, they don't have to necessarily read it straight away. They can look at it later in the evening. You do get a hell of a lot better response than you would do if you was making a phone call.
They don't have to read it straight away. That's a man who ran the front desk, describing politeness as a product feature.
And a choice that Clean has a bill attached.
It does. Picking a lane means naming what you gave up. Some customers will only ever phone, and for them, the right answer is a human being plus missed call text back, not our AI impersonating a receptionist.
Some firms want one vendor for every channel. That's a fair preference, and it isn't us. And the agency that has firmly decided it wants voice AI should go and buy voice AI. Judged against a live call, though, not a stage demo.
We'd rather lose that deal than blur into a generalist. Now the useful part. And this works with us or entirely without us. Four steps, using nothing but your own records.
1. Follow the answers, not the sends. Count replies per channel for a month and judge a channel by what customers do, not by what your team prefers.
2. Watch the clock. Mark when your inquiries actually arrive. If a big share turns up after closing, your best channel is the one that works while the office is dark.
3. Automate the customer's behaviour, not your habit. Before you adopt any tool, ask whose convenience it automates.
Because a tool that does your old routine faster just helps you do the wrong thing at scale.
And 4, pick one lane and one graceful fallback and decline the pressure to be mediocre everywhere.
And notice what the industry's own giants picked when their turn came. When Rightmove put AI on the front of property search, built with Google Cloud, it was conversational AI, text you can answer from a sofa, not an outbound calling machine.
A louder endorsement than anything we could say.
The full written report, Why We Went All In on WhatsApp and Not Voice AI, is linked in the show notes. Every figure and every source.
And the show's available wherever you get your podcasts.
At 8:48 tomorrow evening, the market will be at its busiest minute of the week. The only question this piece really asks is what happens at your agency at 8:49?
The Rook Report Radio Show from Sales Rook. This episode discussed Why We Went All In on WhatsApp and Not Voice AI, written up by the team at Sales Rook. For more, visit salesrook.com.